Hello friends, and welcome to episode 31, yes, 31 of Journals of a Journeyman Bard. Coming to you live-ish from the pasture, now that it's spring again and not the sort of weather where I'm standing out here freezing my fingers off. I have been remiss of late. And by of late, I mean for like at least 2 months in posting episodes of Journals of a Journeyman Bard, because life continues to be a lot. You may recall me talking about my car accident in November, and I'm actually still in physical therapy to get my neck back to a place where it doesn't cause me exhausting and very distracting headaches. And that is basically, it's the neck pain and the resulting headaches that are taking up a lot of bandwidth, a lot of energy, and a lot of attention. And it's taking it away from everything else. So that means this podcast as well. But life having been a lot, there's a bit to update you on. I did get another acceptance for a short story, and one of my favourites out of the ones I've written, which is Furnace Dreams. And I'm not going to tell you too much about the story itself, other than it was the first of my dragon stories, and I'm super excited to have it out in the world shortly. And I hope that my next update on that front will not take another 2 months, because it is the 26th of February today, and the story will be coming out on the 28th. So yeah, stay tuned for that. Last week, we also had a small miracle, well, six small miracles happen in the house, right when, like, the big storm that pestered all of Europe and caused injuries and fatalities and serious, serious material damage all over the continent and the UK and Ireland and all the places. Right when that was sort of building momentum, Miss Kate, one of our dogs, went into labour, and she safely and healthily delivered six puppies, and these six puppies are going to be little terrors, because they're already quite active and well ahead of, like, the typical development schedules, because after literally 1 hour, the first of the boys was already like walking instead of crawling, like literally the entire tummy off the ground, lifted up and standing on his four legs. Then one of the girls was like climbing the ledge inside the puppy crate, because there's like this safety ledge for the puppies to roll under if mum sort of is lying against the edge, so that way she can't crush them. And yeah, one of them was already like on top of that, which is not something that typically happens before like that 2 or 3 weeks, sometimes even 3 weeks old. Something tells me that life is about to get even more exhausting. But yeah. Oh, there goes the neighbour with like a saw or something. Interesting. Kate is doing rather well. Unari is doing rather well. Also, after having emergency surgery, like literally a day before the puppies were born, because while I was sewing, I dropped a pin, and Kate has gotten into the habit of sleeping at my feet when I'm sewing or when I have the sewing machine out, and I dropped the pin, and she like dove on top of it before I could pick it up, and she swallowed it. So off we went to the vet, with my heart going at like 100 a minute. And we gave her something, an emetic, to get her to vomit up the meal she just had, and the needle, but she eats literally so much crap and non-kosher stuff and anything you can think of, from rocks to chunks of wood, that basically she's acquired this iron stomach that is resilient and resistant to everything and anything, including the emetic. So yeah, she needed emergency surgery. She came through it fine. She's recovering fine. As of yesterday, the vet gave her the go-ahead to like resume all activities. So she's allowed to do walks again. She's allowed to train and do like sports and be active, which is good because her energy levels were going through the roof after like a week of rest. And she has a lot of energy levels with which to go through the roof. Basically that means I have to scramble to get my creative work done in between puppies, who some of which are having a bit of an upset tummy, which is causing us a bit of worry. Not too much, because they're still putting on weight, they're still lively and active. But with puppies 1 week old, anything like that is always a worry. So yeah, a bit of a stress factor there. I have some narrations I need to finish. I have the edits on Furnace Dreams I still need to finalize. I had better get to work there. But I thought I would give you an update, and I will be back soon-ish with another update on Furnace Dreams and its publication day. I will talk to you again soon, hopefully sooner than what I thought I would, or what I ended up getting back to after last episode. I don't know if that sentence makes sense, but anyway, bye-bye.